This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The 1991 song went TikTok, you don't stop, but the app has stopped. It went dark more than an hour before it was supposed to go down at midnight. The BBC's Lily Jamali was live on the air right after it went down for her.
I haven't been able to access the app, so this is what I see on my phone right now. It's a notification that says, sorry, TikTok isn't available right now. And so what they've really done here is been proactive and pulled the plug such that users can no longer see content on the app. I was watching a live stream just a few minutes ago. People kind of holding almost like a something that felt like a funeral for TikTok, talking about how sad they are to see it go away. Can no longer see that either.
The first phase of the ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas is set to go into effect this hour. The BBC's Jonah Fisher is in Jerusalem.
There are lots of political factors here in Israel which make it very difficult for Mr. Netanyahu to talk about this being a permanent arrangement. And that's why often when we see statements from the government about it, they talk more about it being a hostage deal rather than being a ceasefire agreement, because it's more palatable to elements, particularly within Mr. Netanyahu's government.
From the plains to the East Coast, millions of Americans are dealing with frigid temperatures. Out-of-towners traveled to Washington, D.C. for Monday's inauguration of President-elect Donald Trump, but were hit with the announcement that it will be moving indoors. WTOP Radio's Matt Koufax.
You came here from where?
Montana.
Bismarck, North Dakota.
Phoenix, Arizona.
For many who traveled from far and wide to see an in-person inauguration, it's the same story.
We're a little disappointed.
Disappointed.
But for many walking along the National Mall and shopping for inauguration souvenirs, they're not letting the weather dampen their spirits.
We're still happy to be here.
We're still here and we're going to enjoy it and we're going to make the most of it.
We understand. And weather, safety, it's all good.
A popular backup plan? Sticking around downtown to see some live performances.
We don't know what the festivities are going to have yet, but we're hoping to see some good acts, you know. Some of the people that were supposed to be there.
Matt Koufax for CBS News, Washington.
Well, President-elect Trump and his wife Melania joined in pre-inauguration festivities in Sterling, Virginia, with fireworks going off at one of his golf clubs. But earlier, thousands protested in Washington, wanting to make their voices heard before he is sworn into office.
Seeing people of all different generations, all different races and creeds coming together because we want to change the system. We want a more moral system, and we're here to do what's right.
Nearly 80 people are dead after a fuel tanker exploded in Nigeria after flipping over. The victims ran to take the fuel before the explosion due to the high prices during the economic crisis there. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to the second hour of Max Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jimmy Kay. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blown glass, three locations in Madison. And you can shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. We got a great hour of local music for you. Let's kick things off right now with a double dip of Mr. Eddie Berth. It's Moral, Max Inc. on Civic Media.
This is a song about my best friend. She's white, black, brown, long, and thin. She's just a coon hound from the shelter. She hails from Alabama, where kin hunt raccoons, tracking hounds of hell. She never made the cut for treeing. Right now she could pay for days, but am I brave enough to face the way that her youth is bound to fade before my eyes? I bet that you'd understand if you've ever had a four-legged friend who made your life a little brighter. Yeah.
Here we go.
To a squirrel, she's just a stalker. She's the best goddamn tree and wild. Cocoon hound ever bred in the U.S. much more than she'll ever know. And no one day that she'll pass on, but this home we made, it won't be the same when she's gone. For days, but am I brave enough to face the way that her youth is bound to fade before my eyes? I bet that you'd understand if you ever had a four-legged friend who made your life a little brighter. Hold on, this lady. Out her husband is dead. Well, she's old and she's weak. She yearns to be seen for her beauty and youth and her splendor.
Best in your youth, 'cause he's bound to leave you.
Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music, a double dip of Eddie Berth. That's his latest release there. Smoke from Your Gun, Moral before that. You can see Eddie Berth perform live at Beer Rock here in Madison on Saturday, January 25th. And here's what you do. You get there a little early. I think show starts at 8 o'clock. Get there about 6:30, 7 o'clock. Have dinner at Beer Rock. Get a nice Beer Rock pasty with a nice cold glass of beer, then watch Eddie Berth rock out the evening. How you doing? I'm Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio across the Civic Media Radio Network. Original local music until midnight. I'm Jimmy K. Rocker still off at home recovering. Hoping to hear from him sometime very soon. We got a good show for you still tonight. Coming up this hour, Isaiah and the New People. They're going to join me. We're going to have a chat with Isaiah. We're going to learn about the band and play a couple songs from them. Next hour, Terry Barr has a chat with jazz musician great Janet Plant. She's from the Fox Valley area here in Wisconsin, too. And she's played jazz all over the world. It's a great conversation. Terry Barr with Janet Plant coming up after 8 o'clock. And then after 8:30 tonight, we put together a little countdown for you. The top 41 most played songs on Max Inc. Radio last year. I did some file maintenance, library maintenance over the weekend. I'm like, wow, this list of most played songs on Max Inc. Radio last year is mighty. And we'll play it all for you coming up after 8:30. Rob Roberts will have the number one song for you just before midnight. In the meantime, I got a brand new track from Them Cooley Boys. I'm going to play that here in just a couple of minutes. Plus music from Corey Matthew Hart and Rain Stern. I want to tell you about a show at a great little venue in Green Bay called At the Tracks. This show is happening next Saturday, January 25th, with Sherry Lane, Hang 10, Gold Label, and this band right here. They're called Traveling Suitcase. This is their song, Black Cadillac Hearse. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Look at us, this is ridiculous. The music is lying, are we even trying? Every time we enter the room, are we leaving the flowers in bloom? Try. down, love me like it hurts. Pick me up in your mind.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music with Corey Matthew Hart and Extinguish. You can see Corey Matthew Hart perform live with the Lower Fifth on Friday, January 24th here in Madison at the Red Rooster. I'm Jimmy Kay, original local music from Wisconsin. We got a brand new track for you right now, just released a couple of days ago from Them Cooley Boys out of Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Now you can see Them Cooley Boys play Friday, January 24th at the Whitewater Music Hall up in Wausau, Wisconsin. They're also going to be over in Appleton on February 7th at the Appleton Music Factory. The brand new album Crystallas drops Friday, February 28th. Follow them Coolie Boys on the socials. Here's their brand new song, I Am Not Sad.
I am not sad anymore, at least not today. See, the chemicals have all aligned and the sun is out to stay. Gonna hold my hands, I smile. Gonna kiss you on your face. I am not sad anymore, at least not today. I am not sad anymore, at least not tonight. See, I found all of my fears in the times I try to fight. So when one hand forms a fist, hope the other shines a light. I am not sad anymore, at least not tonight. Sadness, the anger and the pain. But there's a debt between us I can't pay. I can't pay. Sad anymore, at least not today. See, my friends are all around me, and the band's gonna play. Gonna dance with one hand waving free, in another.
Hey, this is Patrick from Salvatore's Tomato Pies and Dark Horse, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Your lips, it really hits. every place is out there made by others. Cause we have really a touch the world.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Rain Stern, welcome home. She's one of the musicians that moved to L.A. from Madison, where she's probably dealing with the fallout from the fires out in L.A. What a horrible situation that is, for sure. Hopefully, Rain is doing well. Hopefully, you're doing well on this Saturday night. Thanks for tuning in and enjoying the local music from Wisconsin. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Tim Crone Photography. The e-camera captures more than just a picture. It grabs a moment, a memory, and a piece of art. Weddings, bands, motorcycles, and so much more. You can meet Tim Crone at timcronephotos.com. That's Tim Crone, K-R-O-N, photos.com. Max Inc. Radio, also sponsored by the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. You can come for the homemade food and beer. Stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. You can see the full menu and all the upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com. Hey, stick around. Isaiah and the New People, they're coming up next. It's Max Inc. on a Saturday night.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, FreeBellyRubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at FreeBellyRubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Here at the Aaron Weber Group, we love to find hidden gems. Hidden gems that aren't known or haven't been on the market for decades, and there's excitement around it. This new year, make your resolution about finding that perfect gem of a home. The Aaron Weber Group can do it. After all, even the word resolution has solution in it, and we're driven to find the perfect solution for you. Don't assume others can do it, and I'm pretty sure you know how that word breaks down. The Aaron Weber Group. Powered by Compass at MoveToMadison.com. The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That's Isaiah and the New People in Lahaina. You know, Luke Mathers from Civic Media forwarded me an email with two songs in it from Isaiah and the New People. And I'm so thankful that Luke sent me that email because the music is fantastic. And I get to welcome Isaiah from Isaiah and the New People to Civic Media and to Max Inc. Radio. Good evening, Isaiah. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
It's great to have you on the phone. Congratulations on the success you've had so far. And I love the music. Tell me about the song we just heard, Lahaina.
Yeah. So Lahaina is written about the Maui fires. And it just kind of walks through the series of events. But it doesn't really say, you know, it's not like a necessarily like one way or another way or of the view. It just kind of is like something happened here. And I think we're all kind of at a point, no matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, I think we're all kind of at a point where we're like, we just kind of want to know what the truth is. We just I don't think anybody feels like they're getting it. So that's kind of the gist of the song.
Were you personally impacted by that natural disaster?
I wasn't, but my cousin was actually out there the day before, and she flew out the day before because her husband's aunt or husband's grandma lived house burned down. So they are actually there. So I was like, oh wow, that's pretty wild.
Yeah, and especially with the current news, with what's happening in LA right now, that had to been it's just crazy, and I feel for those people going through that stuff. Isaiah, let's talk about you and your background and your music, how you jumped into music. You really didn't get started playing in music until your late 20s, and that was kind of by accident. Explain that.
Yeah, well, so I was, like, really into, like, real estate and stuff and, like, entrepreneurship, and, like, that's what I wanted to do because I went to school in Madison, and after that, I was like, that was kind of my focus, and I just really dug deep into business and all that. But then it just didn't work out like I thought, and I was taking vocal lessons prior to this, and just kind of everything just kind of fell into place where it's like, this feels like the right path for me versus the other route.
Yeah, you went to school here in Madison. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Kimberly, up in the Appleton area.
Okay. And the band is based out of Appleton, correct?
Yep.
Nice. The Fox Valley, there's a strong music scene up there. It has to be pretty fun to be part of that community.
It is. It's really interesting because I grew up here, but I grew up playing sports. So I wasn't in the art or the theater or the music. You know, I never did choir or band or any of that stuff. But it's interesting because assimilating myself into a different culture, I didn't realize how different some of the things are. It's different etiquette and just different ways of just carrying yourself in a sense. I don't know if that's the right way to say it, but it's been a pretty interesting.
You know, growing up, did you ever think about being in a band? Were there any type of influences that eventually when you started the band, you look back, oh, hey, that makes sense?
No, there wasn't even a thought that ever crossed my mind about being a musician at all. I mean, other than like going to a concert and just being like, man, that'd be amazing to be able to play that instrument like that person. Like, and then, you know, it just seems like a pipe dream. It just never seemed like something that was, I didn't even give it a thought, you know, so not at all.
So fast forward to when the thought did come along, and tell us how Isaiah and the New People came along.
Well, so the actual like thought, like when I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this. It was actually kind of funny. I was working on this song and it was from a musical, and said I had to like surrender to the music of the night. And in that moment, I'm like, I'm going to surrender. Was that the Phantom of the Opera?
Maybe.
No, I don't know. Can't really remember.
We'll have to ask the AI thing. Guy here over here.
Yeah. But anyways, so the New People has just been really random. I was doing a project with a guy friend of mine called Salmon Run. That was kind of fading out. And then I met Rick. And then somebody suggested, you know, talk to Alec. And then I met Duffy just at a gig. He was just there. It was kind of, I got booked last minute. He just happened to be there as a spectator. And we chatted a little bit afterwards. And then we needed somebody to play with us for a gig coming up. And it's been just an awesome fit.
Isaiah from Isaiah and the New People with me here on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. If you want to throw a text, you could do that, 844-967-2789. Call or text, actually, through the Civic Media app. Isaiah, what's the band working on right now? What are you working on some new music, some new videos maybe?
Yeah, we have a gig coming up in March at Three Sheeps Brewery in Sheboygan, so we're getting ready for that. We just kind of formed this fall, and so it's kind of like we're writing and workshopping songs right now, but we are going to be filming a concept video coming up in the next couple months here. That's our next content release.
What's the concept that you're working with?
I'm not too sure. We're kind of just like, we just released these last two songs, and now we're kind of like, all right, what's the next move? So we're just beginning the brainstorming stage. I reached out to somebody first time, like hiring somebody to do a music video. So I'm really excited about this whole process. It's like a brand new thing to me, and I'm pretty excited to see it all like work together.
Good luck with the new album. When you do have the new music to share with the people, send it our way. We'd be happy to get that music on the air. And it's been a pleasure talking to you. You got that show in Sheboygan. Tell me about the details on that again.
So Sheboygan, March 28th, we're playing from 7 to 9. And there's also going to be a bus going from the Timber Taps in Kimberly. There'll be a bus. And you can ride along if you want to take a ride to Sheboygan.
The party bus.
Yep.
There has to be a fun story from the party bus.
Well, it's kind of funny because, like I was saying, I grew up playing sports and stuff, so we would always go tailgating, for games, and it's kind of funny, but maybe that's what the live music scene needs is tailgating. Maybe more people will start showing up to shows if there's tailgating.
Dude, you can go to a live show, cook some bratwurst on the Weber, and then head inside, have a couple beers, and watch live music. I love it.
Yeah, right.
How cool is that? Isaiah, if people want to connect with you and the band, how do we do that?
You can check out our website, isaiahthenewpeople.com. And also, I run this project in Little Chute called the Cedars Project. And there's contact information on there, and there's schedules and gigs and all that kind of stuff.
Fantastic. We're about to play your song. You can find the song. There's a video for the song up on YouTube. Did You Run? Tell me about Did You Run.
Did You Run was a song I wrote really, really long time ago. I was in just starting to play music, and it was something that came out. It was really dark days. But it's just kind of having, it's about having faith and like the divine, and just trusting your path and trusting yourself. And that's, you know, did you run from your fears, or did you take it head on? It's kind of where it comes from for me, but obviously anybody can relate to it any way they want.
Definitely a good message. Isaiah, I appreciate your time tonight. Let's check it out right now. Isaiah and the New People, Did You Run? Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Down in the rain again.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music with Isaiah and the new people. Did you run? Hey, thanks to Isaiah for joining us tonight. And check it out, Isaiah and the new people. Cool band. Hey, coming up, we got the double dip of the Millbillies. We got Terry Barr talking with Janet Plant. And we got the top 41 most played songs on Max Inc. Radio last year. That's just around the corner. So much excitement. Rob is going to have that number one song just before midnight. And don't forget, if you are tuning in late, you got to get the podcast. Just check out the Max Inc. Radio page at civicmedia.us. How about the Know-It-All Boyfriends? Ramp it up on Max Inc. Radio.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Blowing through times, blowing smoke in the air. Don't know how many times I wish you were there.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is...
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. TikTok users have nowhere to post anymore. The popular social media app has been shut down in the United States. After months of legal tussles, the U.S. Supreme Court on Friday upheld a law that would ban the popular video sharing platform in the name of national security. CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur on what President-elect Donald Trump says he may do.
He says he wants to offer potentially a 90-day reprieve. So now the question is, will that reprieve begin when he takes office on Monday at noon Eastern time, or is something else going to happen?
The CEO of TikTok is set to attend Trump's inauguration on Monday. Many in the Middle East are anxiously awaiting the start of a ceasefire in Gaza, but it has not happened yet because Israel has not gotten a list of hostages set to be released as they were hoping. Correspondent Rami Innocencio is in Tel Aviv.
Six hospitals are ready to receive the first expected hostages.
How do you feel?